Okay, Pep, it's hard not to start with that incident towards the end of the game when what could have been the winning goal was chalked off because the referee had blown his whistle for a head injury. What do you make of that incident there?
Well, the goal is a goal, of course. Now, I understand that the referee blows it before, and of course he has the right to stop the game whenever he feels. We will keep playing. They will keep playing. What I don't understand is the way that some staff in the bench of Middlesbrough stormed the pitch straight away after, as soon as we had the counterattack with a view to stop the play, you know. And end of the day, I think we all need to love the game a little bit more and make sure that we represent the best values of the game. It comes to my mind, because that was a clear goal, it comes to my mind what Marcelo Bielsa, being Leeds manager last season, did against Aston Villa, and that was on a game that was more than 3 points on play. Anyway, let's not get out of the situation. The reality is that we saw a winning display for Birmingham. We were on top of everything. We controlled all the shots, and the most dangerous things they had, of course, is the penalty. But we had total control of the game with a 1-0, and with a 1-1 we kept attacking. And so you can always say that we should probably scored one goal on the numerous breaks and the numerous shots that we had before, of course, but we did score the goal. We did score the second goal. It's a pity that our fans cannot go back to Birmingham with a winning feeling. But I'm disappointed for that reason, for the fans and for the players, but I'm proud as well for the performance and for how the players managed the game and put that display here in a pitch that no one has won since October.
It is frustrating that on a number of occasions now this season you haven't been able to get that second goal to kill a game off. You know, ignoring what happened late on, the game probably should have been done before they equalised.
Yes, absolutely. We know. We know that we lost a lot of goals last season, and obviously the club is working, and we all recognise those the problems that we have, and we all know that we need that quick striker that can help us in those kind of games, those kind of moments, because today I'm pretty sure we'll have been 3 points, and I'm pretty sure against Cardiff we'll have been 3 more points, you know. But the only thing I have to do is to keep helping the squad to put the displays and the performances that they are doing and fight it to climb up the table, and it's another point in the end of the day that keeps adds more points between us and the relegation places, and it will count for more, of course. And now focus on the cup. Yeah,
you turn back to the Warriors. David Davies, Gary Gardner in centre midfield worked incredibly hard for you, and Gary also showed, as he did at Luton, some real moments of quality as well.
Yes, I think it was a perfect game for them. It was the right setup. We analysed very well how Middlesbrough plays. They play very, very similar to Coventry, actually. So it's a week that we play the same kind of system twice. Since they changed the system, they've been very prolific in terms of results. So we knew this was going to be very difficult. But I think we managed to stop everything from them. And I think Gary Ndebo, the whole back line, left no spaces for the three forwards that they had in the middle. They played a little bit like Wolverhampton a couple of years ago. And I think we put enough pressing up front to feel them unease. And the result of that is how many chances we had that we stopped their play and we were able to break and create a lot of problems or crosses as well that we scored. I mean, I think the whole display today and the whole performance of the players were spot on, and the changes as well when the lads came in focused perfectly. Then we locked it with three midfielders and it was more difficult, and our chances to break was even higher than before, and we felt more comfortable. So I think it's a pity their goal, but of course I cannot say much to the players, because I know that we should have killed the game before, but the players that scored the second goal, obviously.
Just finally, is it time for the board to give you that little bit of help you now need to get this team over the line and pushing beyond any concerns about relegation? Because it's self-evident what's needed to be added to this squad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, everyone sees, and it's very important that we all believe in what we want to do. We all believe. And our football is improving massively. not only offensively, like some displays at home and some displays away, but as well defensively, like a very good defensive display today, and good breaks with quality, and we all are improving, and we all believe in our project. We know that we're adding little steps in our project, but of course, in the end of the day, we need to replace players that we lost, that they had a massive impact, and they can help the squad going forward. And we cannot speak about projects. Projects means players, and players means together, playing together on a certain way the club wants to go. So of course we want to add to the squad, and we need to but it's something that the club is working, and I know they're working hard on it, and the club will always do everything in their power to help the team. Yeah.